Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on? The Greg Sports Show is on the air. How is everybody doing today, Are you having a good Monday? World gets crazy out there. Better than this, with all this craziness, we always have fun. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Sports is what we're here to talk about. NFL preseason is underway, and we're about 35 days, somewhere in that neighborhood, away from college football getting started. Of course, your beloved Arkansas Razorbacks, their season opener on the road against the Auburn Tigers. Who thinks that's kind of weird to have a game one right out the bag on the road against a conference team? I don't mind it being on the road straight out the bag, but the fact that it's a conference game. And it's Gus Malzahn. So anyway, there you go. But hey, we are glad to be on the air. 323-642-1128. If you are listening in today, that is your number to call in. If there is something you want to talk about, we got 30 minutes to just talk about whatever. But we got our football and we got our baseball. The Cardinals had a pretty decent weekend, so give a little shout out to the Redbirds, and let's see. In case anybody hadn't heard about the Rory McIlroy wins the PGA Championship over the weekend. Congratulations to Rory McIlroy. Seattle Seahawks, Marshawn Lynch, eyed in an assault probe. Tom Watson is still considering Tiger Woods for the Ryder Cup team. And then, of course, the tragedy over the weekend, Tony Stewart, I really don't know how to phrase it. I mean, I've seen the video. To me, no matter what people say, it looked like Tony Stewart still could have avoided the guy. But anyway, there was an accident, and Kevin Ward was hit as he was walking the racetrack, and had a little disagreement with Tony Stewart, and Tony Stewart car somehow hit him. I'm not going to say it's an accident. I'm not going to say it was on purpose. But unfortunately, there's a 20-year-old young man that is dead, and that is unfortunate. So, I really don't know what more to say about that. But it is what it is. So there you go. All right. Hey. Who is ready for some more football? I don't know about you, but I am ready for some more football. Apparently, the Manning brothers are taking their rap show on the road. So there you go. Let's see. I'm looking down the schedule, trying to see if there is any games on tap for tonight. I hope so. I'm ready for some football. Looks like there are no games on tap tonight. Let's take a look at the preseason week number one, see what is going on. Kansas City beat Cincinnati 41-39. San Diego thumped Dallas 27-7. The Jets beat the Colts 13-10. The Redskins 23-6. Yes, I'm still going to call them the Redskins. If you don't like it, you can turn off my show right now. Baltimore 23, San Francisco 3. Denver 21, Seattle 16. That was a Thursday night. Then we go to Friday night football. Chicago Bears 34, Philly 28, Atlanta 16, Dolphins 10, Buffalo 20, Panthers 18, the Jags 16, Bucks 10, Saints 26, Rams 24, Minnesota 10, Oakland 6. And then Saturday night's football action, Detroit 13, Cleveland 12, the Giants 20, Pittsburgh 16, Tennessee 20, Green Bay 16, and Zona 32, the Texans 0. So there you go. That's your preseason action up until now. Our next football action is Thursday night. Chicago takes on Jacksonville at Chicago. Friday night, you'll see the Eagles at New England, Tennessee at Orleans, Lions at Oakland, Diego at Seattle, Baltimore at, and this Saturday, Baltimore, Dallas, Green Bay, St. Louis, Jets, Bengals, Giants, Colts, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Dolphins, Bucks, Falcons, Texans, Cardinals, Minnesota. We'll have some Sunday preseason action. KC at Carolina, Denver at Frisco. And then we got Monday night preseason action as your Washington Redskins take on the Cleveland Browns. And I'm going to call them the Washington Redskins till somebody calls up and says they will always be the Redskins to me. You know, we've talked about the controversy with the your Redskins and everything, but isn't it kind of funny? And maybe it's me, maybe it was just a publicity ploy, I don't know, but isn't it kind of funny that you have some of the remaining Navajo code talkers, I'm going to keep on to call them cold talkers, the Navajo code talkers, you have some of the remaining Navajo code talkers show up for an event, and yet they're all wearing Redskins. Don't say Washington on it. It says Redskins. Now, is that kind of an oxymoron in my book? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. 323-642-1128. Let's give a big shout-out to all of our great sponsors. Nate Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma. How you are out there. He's a big sponsor and supporter of the Greg Squirrel Show, and we want to say thank you. Max Sunglasses, it's all in the HD lenses. Matter of fact, Max Sunglasses sent me a big box of sunglasses, about two dozen. So I got a big deal. They're $20 a pair, or I got my call-in special. The first person to call in and say they heard Max Sunglasses mentioned on the Greg Squirrel Show, I'm going to give you two pair for $30. And that includes shipping. I'll ship them to you. If you're close enough, I'll drive them to you. So there you go, 323-642-1128. Once again, Max Sunglasses, and that's going to be my on-air special. If you call up, 21128 and said you heard Max Sunglasses mentioned on the Greg Squirrel Show, I'm going to give you two pair for $30. That's going to save you $10 right there because they're normally $19.95 a piece or $20 if you want to round up like me. So I'm going to save you $10 on two pairs. So there you go. That's my deal for the day right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. All right. Oh, we also want to say thank you to Herbalife. If you're interested in getting healthy and nutrition and more energy, you really need to check into Herbalife. I got some great stuff I can hook you up with. Give me a shout, 888-361-8725. If I don't answer, please leave a message, and I will call you back. Nothing frustrates me more than people to call me up, and then they don't leave an answer because I'm busy on the other phone. And then they get mad when I don't call them back. Well, how am I supposed to call you back if I don't know what you... All right, there you go. Woo, Roy McIlroy. He did it. He walked out as the PGA champion. Tiger Woods missed the cut. So, there you go. But congratulations to Rory, and he's got another trophy to his case. So, big mucky muck shout out to me. Oh, got some great MMA events coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I want to mention this event. Brawl at Cartoons, number 3. That's right, September 6th. We are going to be back up in Springfield, Missouri for this big event. It's an outdoor event, and it's as always, it's going to be fun. And I just invite everybody to get up there and check it out. September 6th. There we go. All right, getting that on my schedule. Yeah, that's going to be a big event. We got some fights that are everything still. I'd love to go down the fight card, but right now everything is still kind of in the discussion. They're still trying to find an opponent for Tyler Johnson, the Honey Badger, in the 185 interim middleweight title fight. So hopefully Tyler's a bad dude. I mean, that's why they're having problems finding Tyler Johnson an opponent. Tyler's 10-1. So you've got to have a minimum of, I'm going to say, 8 fights to even be considered for this title fight. So, I mean, there's been some other 185ers throw their name in for that show, but none of them have the record. So, there you go. AFL Featherweight Adrenaline Fight League, which is what I call the AFL. AFL Featherweight Championship. Henry Ferreira from Fighter Flow MMA will take on Mike Berrios out of the TCB Fight Factory, and we're going to work on getting Henry and Mike Berrios on the show sometime between now and September. The Adrenaline Fight League, and once again, these fights are still tentative, so they can fight. As you always hear them say, card can change at any time. Tentatively set up for the AFL Women's Flyweight Championship, Crystal Menu out of the TCB, or not TCB, out of a Fight or Die. She's taking on Lena Thal out of TCB, and we're also going to work on getting both of those young ladies, fantastic ladies. I mean, they're fantastic women outside of the ring, outside of the cage. And so I'm anxious to see those two strap them up and lock horns inside the cage at Cartoon, Springfield, Missouri. Hoping to hear from my boy Clint Davis. Got some big rumblings out of Fort Smith, Arkansas, and Extreme Fighting Inc. So we're hoping we're going to get Clint on the show, and maybe we can drop some pearls of wisdom what's going on with XFI. Tony Darling Barrow, I miss you guys. I love you. I want to come back and announce for you. Somebody make sure they hear this, please. This plea, I want to come back and announce for XFI, Fort Smith, Arkansas. And my peeps, you know, I can honestly say that because I lived 15 years in Fort Smith, and 1975 to 1990. That was my home. Graduated Fort Clinton Northside. If you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly bear. That's right. All right. Here's, going back to Adrenaline Fight League, here's some more of the matchups tentatively on the hook for that big event going on up there. Wes Blakely against Dylan Hilton. Bobby Hurd, Josh Beal, Sean Boone taking on Kyle Green. Justin Chaney and Austin Elmore. Quentin Goody against Christian Adams. Joey Scanlon against Dean Mighty Mouth Vaughn. Tony Marquez and Nate Flores. Tyler Schmidt and Philip Roach. John Brumback taking on Teron Bates. Michael Long taking on Scott Clover. Jonathan Connor taking on Sean Swisher. Stacy Bynum against Sharif Williams. Neil Summers taking on Logan Sechrist. Brandon Wheatley taking on Robbie Holt. On Ethan Wright. Now, like I say, that is the card right there, tentatively set up. I mean, as you always hear them say, fights can change at a moment's notice. So there you go. Hey, I want to jump over here. We want to hit this little button right here. We got some shout outs. Oh, if I can get with my birthday music. Oh, here we go. Birthday music time. Here is the birthday list. Matter of fact, I don't see anybody on the birthday list. I can't believe that. Nobody on the birthday list. Well, that sucks. Oh, wait a minute. I know of one birthday today. Let's see here. Let's see here. We want to give a big shout-out, big happy birthday to Mr. James Burkhart. I'm typing this on my Facebook page right now. All right. Happy birthday, James Burkhart. From the Greg Skrull Show, speaking of that, NWA Battle, going to be having some football tryouts. Let me pull, hold on, let me turn off the birthday music. Oops, here we go. All right, 323-642-1128. I mentioned it earlier, Max Sunglasses, great people, sent me a big box of sunglasses. They sent me about 24 sunglasses, so I'm doing my on-air special. If you call up and say that you mentioned that you heard Max Sunglasses mentioned on the air, the regular $20 a piece, I'm going to give you two pair for $30, okay? Two pair of sunglasses, $30, and there you go. Regular $19.95. All right. Northwest Arkansas Battle, minor league professional football. These guys are getting wound up for their upcoming 2015 season. Saturday, August 16th, this coming Saturday night, the Northwest Arkansas Battle is going to be having tryouts. So if you think you still got some gas tank in the left, got some stuff in there that you still want to think you got the testicular fortitude to get out there and see what it's like, Saturday, August 16th, 5 p.m. open registration, 6 p.m. tryouts are going to start at the Jones Center for Families. Fields are located at the corner of East Huntsville and Old Missouri Road. 922 East Emma Avenue is the street is the number. All athletes must be 18 years or older. They're going to be testing you in the 40-yard time to bench press vertical jump. They're also going to be doing individual position drills. So you're encouraged to look up the website, nwabattle.com. Take a look at all the information on there. Get signed up. Please wear cleats. Gloves are optional. Football experience is required. There is no fee for participating in the tryout. All veterans, all returning players that have played in the previous season are invited to wear their jerseys. New players trying out will be given a tryout jersey. If you want to pre-register, you can go to nwabattle.com. Or for any questions, call 479-866-9058 or 479-264-3963. Or you can email nwabattle1@gmail.com. So they are asking people, if you are a football fan, they're asking you to go on the NWA Battle Facebook. It's just NWA Battle, Minor League Football, and Football Tryout, and hit the like and share button. And let's get that word out there as you was. We got about 8 minutes left on the show for this Monday, 323-642-1128. We're going to work on getting Clinton Davis, XFI, has their next big event, I believe, scheduled. And if I, where is it at? September 6th. All right, there you go. September 6th is the night for XFI 12, Fort Smith Convention Center. So I guess I don't get to announce that event since I will be in Springfield, Missouri. There you go. All right, so anyway. All right, we want to give a big shout-out to Cindy, Kim, Donnie, Cindy, David, Janine, Tammy, Melinda, Gina, Christy, Eric, Tressa, Jody, and Kimber. All them great folks listening in on the show today. I also want to give a big shout-out to Mike, owner and president of Rage in the Cage, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. What it was, but anyway, he's out there tuning in. Don't forget, you can always go in and listen to the archive. That's right. If you're a big fan of the Greg Squirrel Show, you can listen to any of our previous shows just by going to the archives on blogtalkradio.com/the Greg Squirrel Show. You can go on there and you can listen to any of our previous shows. Even in the past format from last year, we still got those shows floating around out there. So you can go on there and listen to any of our past shows. We are pimping. That's right. XFI. Adrenaline Fight League. Rage in the Cage, OKC style. Who else are we pimping today? That's about it. Oh, whoa. All-Star MMA. I got a big announcement about them. They got a big show that they've scheduled for the Springdale Civic Center, and that's going to be in October. So we're going to be doing the handling, the ring announcing for that. So I'm excited to be, hook up with Reed Cook and the Star MMA. So we'll be making more announcements about that as the event gets closer. Should we do a special on Facebook? I think we will. Let me All right, we're going to pimp that. We got 5 minutes. So we're going to wait and do that Wednesday. We are going to pimp and promote Max Sunglasses Wednesday on the Greg Squirrel Show. We're going to do two of them. We're going to do, we'll just do one. I don't know. I may feel froggy and do two. Oh, hold on. I forgot to put something on my Facebook post. Edit post. Don't you love it when you kind of get excited about what's going on and then you look at a post you just... All right. My friend Jonna, we should be mean and call Jonna up. What do you think? All right. Let's see. Anybody else that I need to hit on before we take off the air today? 323-642-1128. We got about 3 minutes left on the show today, boys and girls. I am happy to be back on the air. I know we've kind of been hit and miss with the shows the last couple of weeks, and for that I do apologize, but we're working on getting things back on an even keel. We will be Wednesday on the air, so make sure you tune in to the Greg Squirrel Show, because I love all my listeners out there. I love all my folks that call in. We're going to give a big I'm extending an olive branch, okay? I want to extend an olive branch right here. And if anybody's listening to this show and they know JT Tilly, I'm even putting it on my Facebook. All right. Me and JT, we've kind of had some disagreements in the past, but that's just the kind of mood I'm in. We got a mystery caller calling in on the line. Who we got here?
My name's Greg Penis, and I just wanted to give my 2 cents on the penis enlargement pill.
I have no idea what you're talking about, brother. So I am Xing you off. So there you go. If you're not going to stick to what's been talking about on the air, then I am going to cut you off. I mean, if you call in and say you got a question about something relevant to what we are talking about on the air, I will be happy to have you on the show. Anyway, we got 90 seconds on the show. I'm extending the olive branch to JT Tilly. So if JT is listening or JT has people listening and he wants to contact me privately, and then we can then we'll bring it on the air and we'll put the post to pass behind us and get this thing on. Show fight. MMA up in Branson, Missouri. That's JT Tilly's program. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of here. We are going to be back on the air Wednesday, same bat time, same bat channel. And, hey, everybody, peace, love, and all that fun stuff. Where's that wonderful, I kind of reversed things. I kind of started the show, the hardest working band in show business. So we're going to go home. It's the hardest working band in show business just because I like that song. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Hell or hallelujah. Woo! It's Monday night. Hey, I want everybody to have fun, and we will talk to you Wednesday right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. See ya.